Now we're going to talk about some of these things of what we should do in James 5, starting verse 1 in the NLT. As we bring these scriptures up on board, look here, you rich people, weep and groan with anguish because of all the terrible trouble ahead of you. I believe he's talking about these people in these last days and these people that are wealthy and rich and filthy rich that's doing what they're doing to torment us in this country. Your wealth is rotting away, and your fine clothes are moth-eaten rags. Your gold and silver have become worthless. You think about gold. We used to have the legal right to use gold. And we had a president, FDR, that made an executive order to confiscate all gold in the United States of America. And what happened? They got it all. They took it up. If you had something hidden out and didn't let them have it, well, then you still got it, but you got it illegally. They will not let you carry or keep gold. But it says, your gold and silver have become worthless. The very wealth you were counting on will eat away your flesh in hell. This treasure you have accumulated will stand as evidence against you on the day of judgment. Wow. For listen, hear the cries of the field workers, whom you have cheated of their pay, the wages you have held back out against you. I thought about that when I thought about when I learned years ago that, I mean, I heard this years and years ago, but I didn't really check it out until just recently, that technically speaking, if you're working for hire on your labor, on just your labor, there is no law that you have to pay income tax. No law. Isn't that sad? But they're withholding it anyway, aren't they? They're taking it away from you. They're paying. Do you know where every dollar of your personal income tax goes? Every dollar. It goes to pay the interest on the national debt. Every dime you pay on income tax. I think about whenever I had worked all my life and saved and really had saved a lot of money. In fact, when 9-1-1 hit, I had almost $500,000 in liquid cash in savings accounts. God had been good to me. And I got my statement the next month, and I was $30,000 broker. And the next month, I was $30,000 more. The next one, I was $20,000 more. The next one, I was $15,000. I called my broker and said, sell this stuff, all of it. He said, Thurman, this is not the time to sell. If you sell, you'll have to pay all this income tax. I said, if I keep it, I ain't going to have nothing. I said, sell it, every dime of it. And so he did. He sold every dime of it. It was right at the end of the year. He sold about half or a little over half of it right in the end of that year and right at the front of the next year. I sold, so I had to pay income tax over two different years. I paid more income tax on that money than I used to make as an engineer. My gross salary, I paid more than that to the federal government on that money. But at least I had something left. If I'd have left it in there till today, what would it have been worth? Nothing. I had $65,000 worth of gas and oil stock. That's what it cost me when I bought it. $65,000 worth. And it was up to about 75 or 79 or whatever it was when 911 come along. And I left it in there. I left it in there. I said, okay, I'll gas and oil. That's one of the most secure things. I will leave that in there. I looked at that the other day. And you know what it was worth the other day? $2,000. $2,000. And I put $65,000 of my own money in it. And it went up to 78 or 79 or whatever it was. And then it went from that on 911 down to today. It was less than $2,000. Would you think that would be a loss? You think that's a loss, huh? Just a little, huh? But aren't I glad God's my provider? Amen. I don't have to worry. I may have lost all that money in the stock market, but God takes good care of his children. He says his children will never beg bread. Now then, what did Dave read there in 1 Thessalonians 5:18? Give what? Thanks. Give thanks in? Even when you lose money? Yes. Is that what the king said, Tom? If we don't grumble and complain, he'll make it up somewhere, won't he? As long as we do it his way. For listen, hear the cries of the field workers whom you have cheated of their pay. The wages you held back cry out against you. The cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. I don't think I'd want to be one of those guys. Do you? No, I don't want to be one of those. 5 and 6. You have spent your years on earth in luxury, satisfying your every whim. Now your hearts are nice and fat, ready for the slaughter. I don't like that. I don't want my heart to be nice and fat, ready for God to kill me. Do you? You have condemned and killed good people. You had no power, who had no power to defend themselves against you. Look at the people. Look at the people in the governments of the world that have killed people by the multitudes. Look what Hitler did to all the different people. I mean, he didn't just kill the Jews. Hitler killed anybody that he wanted to, millions of them, but he killed 6 million Jewish people. That same thing may happen to you and me. But he says, verse 6, you have condemned and killed good people who had no power to defend themselves against you. And the Lord says in his word, some of us may die. You know, if they kill us, then guess what? If we're born again, spirit-filled Christians, and they kill us, guess what? We win. We get to go home to be with Jesus. You know, that's another thing. If the guy, just like Paul, they said, Paul, if you go down to Jerusalem, they're going to kill you. He said, what's the big deal? He said, to live is Christ, but to die is gain. See, now that's where you and I've got to be. If they get out there and say, okay, we're going to use a guillotine to cut your head off. They put you down there, tied you down, you know, they look up at the thing and say, Lord, I'm coming to the house. I give you praise and thanks that I'm coming to the house. They said, this guy's an idiot. Cut the deal and your head falls off. You know, and you know what? You know what God might do? Your head fall off there. And God, if you were praising the king right up to the last thing, he might do you like he did the three witnesses. I mean, the two witnesses that were dead in the streets of Jerusalem for 3.5 days. I mean, people gave parties. They give gifts to each other. Because these three men that had power to call down fire from heaven, we finally killed them. And they're laying dead in the streets of Jerusalem. And CNN's cameras are on them. 360, day and night, 24 hours a day, for 3.5 days. And the world is looking at these guys giving parties. This is all written in the scripture. And then all of a sudden, at the middle of the three and a half days into this, all of a sudden, power from God comes down on these two men, and they begin to move. And the world is terrified. Their bodies had already begun to decompose, and they were made complete, and they stood up. Now, what can our God do? Anything. And God says, look, men, these men were from me. Now then, I'm going to have another rapture. Come up, guys. And they watch these men go up into the clouds and disappear into heaven. Aren't we glad we serve in the real one and only true God? Wow. And what he can do? Nothing. So don't worry about nothing. Don't have no problems. Now there's 7 and 8. Dear brothers and sisters, you must be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. That's something we don't do well. We're not very patient. But he's telling us, dear brothers and sisters, are you a brother and a sister? Yes. If you're a child of God, you're our brother and sister. You must be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Don't be anxious about nothing. He's coming. Consider the farmer who eagerly looks for the rains in the fall and in the spring. They patiently wait for the precious harvest to ripen. You too must be patient and take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near. Now then, when I think about planting farmers, I mean, I've been a farmer. I mean, I've done this. I've planted a lot of crops in my life. I've harvested a lot of crops. But the other day, I got to watch the video, Faith Like Potatoes. Has anybody watched that video? Oh, those of you that haven't seen it have missed a blessing. Oh, this thing's fantastic. This guy is a farmer from South Africa. And they had a drought come in down there. I mean, this guy loved Jesus. Now, he used to be meaner than the devil himself till he got saved. But if you hadn't seen this, you need to get a copy of this video, Faith Like Potatoes. I know you can get it from the American Family Association. I don't know where else you can get it. It may be in Walmart. I don't know whether they sell it or not. I doubt it. But anyway, you can get it from AFA. I know that. But this video is so good that this guy tells a story about how this guy used to be meaner than the devil himself. and then how he got saved. Then he had a desire for God's word. How he'd be laying out in his cornfields, you know, reading the Bible instead of working. He's laying out there reading the word of God, and he gets strong in faith, and he starts telling all the men. He got a lot of men, some black ones, some white ones, got a lot of people helping him on this farm because he got these humongous farms. And he's telling everybody about this wonderful Jesus. And yeah, okay, yeah, boss, you know, okay. And he's talking about how powerful he is. He can do anything. Yeah, boss, we understand. And they keep working. And then one day in the middle of the night, there was a storm. And they come running over to his house. I'll just tell you a couple little things to whet your appetite. Come over to the farm and said, we gotta come. One of our ladies, she got struck by lightning and she died. She's got little babies to take care of. He said, well, let's call the doctor. They said, no, she's dead. Well, what do you want me to do? Well, this Jesus you've been telling us about, you said he's powerful. Uh-oh. When you're a Jesus freak, you can get trouble laying. You know that? What do you want me to do? We want you to come over and pray over her and let God raise her from the dead. Uh-oh, now he's in trouble. He goes over there, and there's this dead woman laying in this little hut, and she's stiff, and he goes in, and he just, on the way over there, he's praying, asking God to do something. And when he got there, the Holy Ghost of God come all upon him. He reached down with two or three of those other farmers in there with him. He grabs this woman by the shoulder, raises her up and shakes her and said, live in Jesus' name. And the woman says, bing, you're alive. Yes, you're really alive. It even surprised him, let me tell you. But then whenever the Lord spoke to him, told him to have this big group of men come to the big King Stadium there, and all about how he got that done and how 30 or 40,000 men come and they prayed, and he told them, let's plant potatoes. They said, you're crazy. You're crazy. I mean, potatoes takes lots of water. It's got to rain. He says, the Lord told me to plant potatoes. So he goes back and they plow them old ditches, just dirty, dry, and they put them potato eyes in the ground, cover them up. And then 4 months later, when it's time for the harvest, it hasn't rained a drop. Tomorrow is the time for the harvest. We're going to harvest the greatest potato crop we ever had. Everybody knew he was an idiot.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, The Coming of the Lord is Near, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.